Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment ?
Radio Cham.
Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham ?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.
Hello everyone, today we will debate about the cause of the Berlin Wall with my different guests. First of all, we welcome Andropov Yuri, who is the USSR stateman around this table. Then I will ask my question to Mark Geller, with a left-wing politician, to compare his point of view with Andropov Yuri. Next, we have the president of an association who will explain us what is the main role of his association. Next, I will talk my questions to a citizen in USSR who has been unemployed for years. And to conclude, I will question a young adult who has been separated from his family because of the wall. After this short presentation of all my guests, we will debate now about the cause of the Berlin Wall. First of all, I have a question for Yuri Andropov. What is, in your opinion, the main role of the Berlin Wall?
Hello, I am Yuri Andropov, the stateman of the USSR Union, and I am for the conservation of the Berlin Wall separating Germany apart. I am personally for the wall, and I think it's kind of not efficient enough. Because even with all the restriction we took, people still try to move to the waste side. The wall was built in order to install calm, peace and discipline in our nation. But still, people try to cross it, thinking our country is too strict and that it takes their freedom away. But I honestly think the Soviet inhabitants I'm pretty sure they're happy and safe. That's why I want to establish more restriction. But I'm convinced that Mark Keller doesn't share my point of view.
So, hello, my name is Mark Keller, and I'm a left-wing German politician from the FRG, so west of the Berlin Wall. So, my grandmother is trapped in the DDR, controlled by the Soviet Union, and I don't have any news from her, so I'm personally involved against walls in general. So walls are usually referred to a separation to protect a country, for example, but it's not always the case. And for me, the role of walls is to divide people rather than protecting them. So for instance, if we take the case of the Berlin Wall, the Soviet bloc portrayed it as a wall to protect the population from fascist elements conspiring to prevent the will of the people. So it divided two groups of people that were influenced a lot by propaganda on each side. But in the end, they were all Germans and they didn't fear each other since they wanted to restore a nation. Here, the term to protect is a synonym of to divide, to concentrate the population to have a better influence on it and isolate it from the propaganda on the other side of the wall.
Does someone want to add something about the main role of Berlin's Wall? No? So the next question for Yuri Andropov another time. Is the wall efficient for you?
Well, I think it's not efficient enough because people in my country still try to cross it, thinking there will be better on the west side. But I think USSR don't take their freedom away and install more calm, peace and discipline. And I think in the west side, directed by America, it will not be safer and people won't be happier.
Okay, it's an opinion. So next question to Marion. What is the main role of your association and what activities did you encourage in this association?
So hello, I'm Marion and I created my association called WallBe about 4 years ago with my partner John Martin because we used to observe people trying to escape and in general the way to do it. But the goal of this wall is to prevent people from running away. So you ask what are the things we do, that's very simple. We prevent people about the risk and the insecurity of the life in the east part of Berlin. We also make rounds around the wall to make sure nobody would try to leave. And as we want a more efficient wall, we try to speak with political people who could help us to realize our goal.
Okay, so next, my other question to Emma. Can you say what is your position about walls in general?
Walls of separation are often seen as barriers to freedom and unity. However, it is important to understand that in certain situations, walls are necessary to protect the stability and safety of people. It is not a decision taken lightly, but a measure of defense against external threats. In Berlin, this wall is here to protect us from the influence of and the dangers that might arise from the other side in West Germany, which is heavily influenced by the Americans and capitalism. The Berlin Wall is primarily a response to the complex geopolitical situation in Germany after the World War II. While the West has become a bastion of capitalism and individualism, the East is a model of solidarity and equality. The wall is also a way to defend a socialist system which aims to secure an egalitarian future for all its citizens.
And a last question for you, Emma. Do you think that communism is better than capitalism in USA, for example?
Thanks to the communism system, I got a job easily. I was jobless for several years, and now that we are in the USSR, I make a living, and I think that it's a really more social system, which is based on community values, contrary to the American system.
So now questions to my last guest, Elma. How long have you been separated from your family?
Hi everyone, I'm Thelma, and I want to share my testimony to show how bad its wall is. So I went to the West to work with my two brother to be free, but my brother had to go back to the East because they were caught by the authority. So I haven't seen them for months.
What are the main complaints you would like to say to Yuri Andropov, who is around this table?
This wall take the freedom of people apart. It separate family, and it's not a good thing. We can choose where we want to live and to work or to have a better life. We need to go to the West, and we don't have the choice.
Does someone around this table want to add something about the Berlin Wall cause? Or something other, maybe about people who suffered from wall from East?
If I can add something, it is for us a protection. We live under a socialist regime that works for social justice and equality. West Germany, under American influence, is a hotbed of capitalist propaganda and militarism. Many young people and those influenced by these ideologies try to flee East to West, which is dangerous for the cohesion of our society. This massive flow of people threatens the foundation of our states and the stability we've built since the end of the war. The wall is also a symbol of our independence. The West tries to impose its way of life on us, but we have chosen a different path, one that is based on principles like solidarity, economic planning and social security. The wall is necessary to preserve our values and prevent the harmful influence of the West on our society.
So I would just like to add some things about the efficiency of walls. So personally, I think that walls are ineffective, and it's in the nature of humans to move. Indeed, humans are meant to move, and if we go back in time when humanity was in its beginnings, we can see that humans never stopped moving and discovering new places, no matter the obstacles. And this instinct remains true today because people keep overcoming walls, putting their life at stake. And if we take the example of the Berlin Wall, about 5,000 managed to cross the other side. So in the end, walls are useless, and they also don't stand the test of time because from the Great Wall of China that were bridged multiple times to Hadrian's Wall that was eventually abandoned, history proves that walls are just temporary because of their inefficiency.
So thank you for all these answers about the Berlin's Wall cause. We hope around this table that this debate will make advanced the critical thinking of all the people who heard this podcast. And so the debate is closed now.
Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment?
Radio Cham.
Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.